Juwan Taylor off to the side, right tackle. So Walker Little took all the reps at right tackle Thursday.
Yeah. He's got to earn that. Little's got to keep earning it.
Welcome to Jaguars Reporters, presented by TIAA Bank, with Brian Sexton, John Osher, Ashlyn Sullivan, and J.P. Shadrick.
Jaguars Reporters,
presented by TIAA Bank, starts right now.
Welcome into Jaguars Reporters. Today is Friday, July 29th. We are wrapping up the first week of training camp on the players' off day. J.P. Shadrick, Brian Sexton, Ashlyn Sullivan. Let's rewind to Thursday, and Ashlyn, field goals were incoming in your location.
They were, I will say. I joke with Mark Long. He's a little dramatic on his Twitter account.
No,
I've had
not
many
Mark.
Coworkers say, oh my gosh, are you okay? I was like, I did not get hit by a football. It was fine. But, yeah, we were in the danger zone.
We were in a hot zone.
For a live Jaguars drive time. It was an awesome show to be out there. But, yeah, maybe we'll change sets next time.
And Mark's drama extends to the kickers, right? I mean, it wasn't a big deal. They were warming up. It was right. It was first thing in the morning, and they're out there swinging their legs.
It's 8:30, for goodness, yeah, whatever time
it
was.
I mean, it's, you know, that's Mark. It's what he does.
The sun isn't even up yet.
It got up quickly. It was warm out there on Thursday.
It was very warm. Now we go from that situation, which was a little overdramatic, guys getting loose, to the first period of practice Thursday was field goals with the full team out there. Well, Santosa was 4 of 4 from various distances, starting from around extra point distance and moving back to just past 50 yards. Mevis, on the other hand, was 1 of 4, and he pushed all three of his misses out to the right. This is going to be scored and kept up all training camp. It's very early. It's the first week. I think they've kicked actually twice on the field in 4 days, the first week of camp. So we just got to see it a little more under the lights, I guess, moving forward, right?
Yeah, I don't think it's worth freaking out about right now. I agree, you know, two preseason games from now, if this issue is still occurring, then we talk about it. My argument is I don't know if, you know, these are one of your two kickers. If there's a better option on the street, by all means, bring them in. But I think your kicker is in this building. We just have to wait to see how they play in preseason.
Well, I mean, Santoso, I've watched in a lot of just kicking drills, and he seems fine to me. You're going to miss. I mean, practice is a time, by the way, to make the mistakes, to try different things, techniques, to get your footwork down on that. So, look, here's what I like. He's 6'5", 260.
Yeah.
He'll hit the end zone. You know, the 160-pound kicker that was here last year, God bless him for the game-winning field goal in Miami. But you can't have a guy who's putting the ball at the 5-yard line. You need the ball out of the back of the end zone to control field position. And it looks like Santoso's the guy to do that. And if anybody's worried about the kicking position, just push pause. Let's wait and see what August looks like. At the end of August, if one of these guys hasn't separated, then maybe you go look for something different.
You know, I thought about this just now. Like, who is the biggest kicker ever? Janikowski?
He's biggest in terms of weight. I mean, boy, he was pushing 275.
But he could hit it from about 65.
Yeah. Well, he used the weight well. Yeah. You know, Mark Royal, I think, was 6'5" as a punter, 6'6".
Yeah.
Darren Simmons, who was an Australian rules football player for years with the San Diego Chargers, was a big, tall guy. But, I mean, in terms of height and weight, I've never known him seen a kicker like this. I mean, you're talking, he looks like a tight end.
Yeah. I think they tried to talk him into, or he wanted to talk his college coaches into letting him play because they pulled him off the soccer team, I guess. And, hey, I can do tight end, all this stuff. The coach was like, no. We need you to kick and punt.
Yeah,
you just stay right over there, bud.
Well, after 160-pound kicker last year, I favor the 260-pound kicker this year.
Yep. We'll see what works.
Yeah.
Yes. All right. So Thursday was a red zone day also. In fact, most of the practice, and it seemed like the defense ruled the day. Passes defense by a couple of linebackers. Trey Herndon had a great play in the back of the end zone. Rayshon Jenkins had a nice diving play in the front left pylon at one point to break up a pass. And then Shaq Griffin, I thought, had the play of the day on the tip ball. Got his arms underneath it and made the interception in the middle of the end zone.
Right. But even that, I mean, Evan Engram let the ball get to his chest. He didn't get his arms up quick enough. He was slow to react. So the ball bounces right in, and Shaq's like, whoa,
thanks.
I'm Shadrick's play of the day. Thank you, Evan. He came up to me afterwards and fist bumped me and said, I'm the play of the day. He actually did come up and fist bump. He had a great smile on his face. A couple things. One, they played with great energy on defense today. Mm-hmm. I mean, Shaq and Tyson Campbell and Rayshon Jenkins on the back end and Evan Neal and Chad Muma and Trayvon Walker up front. But, you know, in almost 30 years of training camp, JP, day 3, day 4 is where it flips. It's where the defense catches up.
Yeah.
Remember, these coaches, offense and defense, they talk. They script things out. They know what's coming in a practice session. And so they get their guys ready. They go over and do install. Then they come over and do drill. So it was only a matter of time before they caught up. And even Christian Kirk said in his post-game, post-practice news conference, yeah, it's about day three, day four. That's when it happens.
Yeah. It's funny. You forget that this is your competition. And when Mike Caldwell had his press conference the other day, Press Taylor was standing right behind me. And I'm like, what are you doing? Why are you paying attention to this? He goes, what do you mean? That's my competition. I have to pay attention to everything that he says. It's just It's funny that you think about, like, yeah, this is their competition for these 2 weeks. And that's what's so interesting about covering a training camp, and especially on social media platforms, is you say the defense had a great day, especially the defensive backs, and everyone assumes that means Trevor must have been awful today. And that wasn't the case at all. It was just the defense making plays.
You're allowed to have a bad day. Mm-hmm. If that's the way that you look at it. Yeah. I tend to look at the half full and say, well, the defense played great today. It's bound
to
happen.
You want your defense to play great.
Remember,
yeah.
Practices are so scripted out. Now, the actual action, what happens, isn't scripted. But guys know what's coming in a lot of cases. Mm-hmm. So it's going to happen. It's not a game. Hold tight.
Yep.
One final thought from Thursday. Juwan Taylor off to the side, right tackle. So Walker Little took all the reps at right tackle Thursday. We'll see. It'll be a day off, of course, today on Friday. They're back in shoulder pads. We'll get to that coming up.
He's got to earn that. Little's got to keep earning it. But he's earned it so far.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, JP, we talked about this the other day. His footwork is really good. And that's why he was a top recruit, you know, to Stanford. And he's so athletic. He just looks like that guy with the reach and the footwork to be able to go out and capture those speed rushers. And the ability to redirect when a guy spins back to the inside and shift his body. And I think he's a special talent. We'll see if he becomes a special right tackle. But I think he's the guy.
All right, let's take a timeout. We'll come back and preview pads.
Yeah.
Ashland's favorite time of training camp. And this
really
is Jaguars Reporters. Welcome back to the Jaguars Reporters Podcast. And with the Jag season right around the corner, there's no better time to lock in your seats for 2022. Unsure where to sit? Well, we've got you covered. Join the Jags at the bank on Saturday, August 6th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and test out available inventory in person. And the Hall of Fame enshrinement ceremony will be playing on the big boards at the same time. Visit jaguars.com/myseat and RSVP today. All right, so Friday off for the players, at least. And then this weekend, camp really gets real. Shoulder pads Saturday, Ashlyn. Full pads Sunday, and this is right up your alley.
It is, especially when Coach Peterson Thursday morning was talking about, he was confirming basically that they're going to do O-line versus D-line individual drills, and that is my favorite part, Brian, because that's when especially you kind of get to figure out.
I remember the old days when all you wanted to do was watch the quarterback throw.
It was. Now I'm like knee deep in the O-line.
Now you are genuine NFL material.
Yeah.
Talking about the O-line.
Yep. And I think this is where, you know, we talk about the Juwan Taylor, the Walker Little, the battle there. This is truly where you see who has the leg up.
Yeah. I was talking, chatting with Doug as he was walking off the practice field today, and he just smiled. He's excited. Mm-hmm. To have his guys in pads. And I said, you know, caution? Yeah, smart, but we got to go. We have got to get bodies accustomed to hitting and being hit. So I said, hey, I'm real excited to see the, you know, the running. Oh, yeah. I mean, he is too. He wants to see these guys and see if they've got their cohesion and the fits and all those things in the run game, because it's so critical to make sure you can run the ball so that you set up everything else. So I'm excited because I think they're going to do a bunch of it on Sunday.
Mm-hmm. And in fairness, you think about it, they play a game in 6 days. So
crazy, right?
for Coach Peterson to say, like, yeah, we got to go, there's that sense of urgency. Mm-hmm. They're going to be hitting another team in 6 days.
Do you know the last time the Jaguars played in the Hall of Fame game?
1995,
we had been, yeah, yes. Right. We had been in Stevens Point for 3 weeks and practicing twice a day, a lot of those in full pads. And now all of a sudden here we are, not even, you know, 10 days into camp, and you're traveling to Canton and to get ready to go play. It's amazing how they have streamlined it. And Jeff Loggins told you guys, he told us on Drive Time, the player safety side of it, they've dialed in, you know, and they're taking care of these guys. But it just amazes me that, you know, I mean, you used to have those 2 full weeks of camp, at least 2 weeks of camp, of the dog days. Well, there are no dog days, not for this team.
Mm-hmm.
You mentioned the offensive line stuff and the O-line, D-line. That we'll get a chance to see Trayvon Walker for the first time in pads. And he mentioned it the other day, how excited he is to get the pads on, too. And, you know, let's be honest. There was a little criticism, outside criticism, of that choice at times at number one. I think he's out to go prove some things this camp.
I think he's going to shut a lot of people up on Sunday.
It's about what you do at this level, what your physical attributes allow you to do. And when you see that, Gat, I mean, you realize his physical attributes are so much different than so many other players. I'm excited to watch and see how quickly he is able to translate, right, to transfer what he's learned into what he's going to do. He's an awesome physical specimen.
Yeah, he really is.
We get to see Josh Allen, too. Mm-hmm. It's year number four for Josh, and his head is in the right place, it sounds like. Let's see it when the pads are on.
Yeah, I think I'd encourage anyone to go listen to his press conference on Jaguars.com.
He won't say it.
He just has a different mindset.
He won't say it, but if you had a contract in front of you.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, we're all
something
here
to play for. Yeah.
We're all here professionally to be paid.
Yeah.
So is he.
Yeah.
You put that contract and go earn this. I can't imagine a player more suited to that than Josh Allen. He's so cerebral, understands what's going on around him. I expect him to have a monster year.
Mm-hmm. Ashlyn Sullivan will be on NFL Network Saturday.
So excited. Thank you, JP, for tweeting it out and telling everybody. I appreciate you.
Well, there was a press release with your name on it. I just followed it up.
Thank you.
I'm just letting the people know.
I'm very excited for you. Yes, fingers crossed. It all goes well.
What are you going to be doing?
So I'll be working with Sarah Walsh, who normally is in Tampa for Buccaneers coverage, and she's coming down to the Jaguars. It's back together Saturday for NFL Network, so it's coverage from all 32 teams. I think they're on for like 12 hours that day. So it's this big, basically, celebration that football is back and that every NFL team has a training camp on Saturday. So big NFL day.
Big.
Yeah.
Big Ashlyn Sullivan day.
Yes. She has to get her rest. George, better not wake me up the night before. I swear.
It's all about you.
That's the truth.
The dog better get out of your way.
Get out of the way. Yeah.
Enjoy the rest of the off day. That's Brian Sexton. That's Ashlyn Sullivan. I'm JP Shadrick. I'm for Joe Fortunato. This is Jaguars Reporters.